Professor Rob Eason is Associate Dean of Research at the Faculty of Physical Sciences and Engineering at the University of Southampton. He's a bit who knows, he's a man who knows everything you need to know about optoelectronics. Is that right?
Nick, almost. And the word is optoelectronics.
Optoelectronics, exactly. Is it? Right, OK, then fire. Right. So what's an optoelectronic?
OK, so I work within the Optoelectronics Research Centre at the University of Southampton. Optoelectronics is a mixture of two words, opto and electronics. And what we do is not the electronics bit, it's the opto.
Right.
If you think of the word photonics, that says exactly what we do. So photonics is the generation, manipulation, and application of light.
Right.
Everything to do with light.
Everything to do with light?
Exactly right, yes.
Fine, OK, then. It tells me down here that you do something called laser-written microfluidic channels in paper. Is that right?
Exactly right, yes, we do.
What does that mean?
So what we do is we use a laser. Lasers can be focused down to very small spot sizes. Mm-hmm. Kind of micron scale, or even smaller, actually. And we use lasers to write patterns in paper. So if you think of, we use it for diagnostics like a pregnancy test. I've got one here, actually, I can show you.
Oh, that's what this thing is?
Yes, a small paper strip.
It's a small paper strip, and this will tell me whether I'm pregnant or not.
Exactly right. Now, usually in the pregnancy case, you're trying to find out just one thing.
Yes.
Are you pregnant? And that's what you pay your money for.
Right.
Our technique, however, lets you write more than one channel, more than one flow channel, in that case in front of you.
So what I've got here is just a strip of card. It's blue on one side, and it's got Max on the. It says Max, which is presumably for somebody called Max.
So there's a business end you hold.
Yeah.
And the other end, you have to dip into a sample of urine to see whether you're pregnant.
Fine.
I think, Nick, in your case, you're not.
It seems to be working. I see that, Rob. I'm not pregnant by the look of it. That's excellent. So
what we do is we then write many channels inside that one paper strip.
Yeah.
We don't just test for one thing. We can test for many things well as, say, pregnancy. So let's say you wanted to check cholesterol or glucose or an allergen. We can have many flow channels in that same paper strip at the same time.
Right. But hang on a second, Rob. This is tiny. It really is just a small slip of card. But a pregnancy testing kit, usually if you go down to Boots and buy one, it's a big thing, comes in a plastic, it's got all sorts of instructions with it. But this is tiny.
That's the advantage of the laser-based technique, the micro technique. So we can write flow channels that are actually less wide than a human hair.
Gosh.
And so you could even have schemes where you'd test not just for one thing, but you could semi-quantify it.
Yeah.
So do you have flu? And you could have many channels that would say, yes, you have it, and the degree of severity.
Right.
This is a really new and applied area.
Crikey. Incredible. Now, the reason you're here is not just to tell us about what you do, because what you get up to sounds fascinating, but you're about to tell everybody down the pub that's what you get up to, because there's a thing called a pint of science coming your way from Monday through till end of next week at various pubs in and around Southampton University.
Yeah.
How does that work?
So Pint of Science is a science festival started in 2013 where scientists deliver science talks in a fun, engaging and approachable way.
Right.
Often in a pub environment where two topics of interest, beer and science,
and
I can meet head on.
All come together, right, OK. So not an awful lot of beer consumed. That's when they start asking the difficult questions.
By the audience.
After six pints, they ask difficult questions.
They could do. Yeah. The festival takes place, as you say, over 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine it happens simultaneously in the UK, several other EU countries, the USA, Brazil, Australia, Canada and South Africa.
Right.
So it's a worldwide event.
So in some of them, it'll be a litre of science, because they stopped doing pints years ago in some of these places.
That's right.
So the idea is I go down the pub.
Yes.
And there are you lecturing me on, well, can I choose the subjects?
No. So there's a range of subjects.
Yeah.
They're really kind of big picture subjects, like astronomy, from atoms to galaxies, new approaches to medicine, or in our case, diagnostics.
Right. Okay.
So there's a range of topics you can come to. But it's not a lecture, Nick. It's an entertaining evening. It's not a lecture.
Right.
It's not a seminar.
No.
You don't have to go to university for this. It's meant to be entertaining in the pub.
So basically, you're going to go down with a piano accordion, aren't you, and sing to them. I can see that, Rob.
So we're going to talk to the audience there.
Yeah.
They ask us questions, and we engage with them. It's really bringing science writ large to the audience.
So if I'm not a scientist, but I'm just a slightly interested, I won't get lost in this, will I? It's not going to be so esoteric and complex that I'll suddenly
go... No, if you come to our event on the Wednesday, which is being held in the Mitre pub in
the
Portsmouth
Mitre
Road...
Pub, right.
You might even see some theatre.
Oh, right.
We're trying to engage the audience almost via a play.
Oh, great.
So there will be some science in it, of course, and benefits to humanity from this new point of care detection. We're also going to talk about antimicrobial resistance, which you may have heard in the news recently, AMR.
Right.
It's the next big threat.
The next big threat.
Yes. Our technique may help to provide a solution to see what you would need to be diagnosed, how the doctor should prescribe you before you have this broad spectrum. very interesting.
Drug resistance to antibiotics
exactly
and all that
right.
sort of stuff going on, yeah.
So our technique may help with that.
Right,
it's called NAMRIP.
NAMRIP, right, all right.
Network for Antimicrobial Resistance and Infection Prevention.
I shall watch out for it, with bated breath, as you tell me. You've also got a thing called, I noticed you've got Cancer Devils and Angels, Honey, I Shrunk the Lab.
Yes.
Mimicking the Body in the Lab, and People on the Move. And they're at different pubs on different evenings.
So those that you mentioned there, they're all at the Mitre pub in Portsford Road, but there are other pubs in and around Southampton. There's one Highfield I know about, and several others.
Right, okay. So how do I find out which pub's doing what, and do I need to book in advance?
Yes, you should. So the easiest thing to do is to look at pintofscience.com on the web, Pint of Science, all one word, and then you choose the country and the town and the venue.
Oh,
and then
easy.
You can see the subjects. Great. Some, I have to say, are already sold out.
Are they?
Yes,
oh,
they are.
That's a very popular event then. And does it cost me money to go to one of these?
It's £4.
£4.
I think there's a buffet which you can have at the same time.
Oh, that sounds pretty good. So going on at all sorts of events, 36 academics taking part across the 3 days, bringing science to the pub. Will they be doing humanities in the pub next? You know,
who knows? Maybe next year.
If you can convince them to do it. But it's science down the pub, and your particular thing is micro and nanotechnology. Technology, the smallest end
That's
of the
right.
spectrum. So take a pair of glasses, basically. Wouldn't be a bad plan, would it? So get down there and have a look. Pintofscience.com. Get on there and have a look. If you put Pint of Science into a search engine, you'll find it. But interesting that it's going on all over the world. I find that fascinating.
Yes.
And you can choose the venues, find out which subject interests you, and then you'd find out whether they're sold out or not, presumably on the web as well, which
That's
is
right.
great. So, stuff. So there are you doing that. After this then, you're prepared. Are you doing some of the acting? Is that?
Yes. Oh. So come along and see what we do. But it'll be entertaining and informative.
And that's what it's supposed to be about. Professor Rob Eason, expert in nanotechnology from Southampton University. He's part of the Pint of Science going on throughout next week, kicking off on Monday, going through to Wednesday. 3 days worth of science going on at a pub near you. But do book in advance. Rob, good to see you. Thanks for joining us.
Nick, many thanks.